The following content is intended for people who are blind or Brent impaired.
Engage.
You are listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. I'm Chris Skidmore, and this is Tech Tips. We see them everywhere and in all shapes and sizes. I'm talking about QR codes. Point your phone's camera at a QR code and that magical little symbol automatically directs you to whatever content the organization or company behind the code wants you to see. QR codes are on TV, in brochures, and in just about every public space you can think of. While great at relaying information to the masses, QR codes can be a nightmare at times for someone who is blind or has low vision. A new app called NaviLens wants to make it easier for you to find these helpful little symbols. Martin Garcia of NaviLens is joining me this month to talk about this oh-so-helpful app and QR code system. Martin, thanks for being on Tech Tips today. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited about this.
I am so stoked about this. I cannot wait to get into it. But first, if you would, tell us a little bit about you. Who is Martin Garcia?
Well, I'm Martin Garcia. I'm a sales and product manager at NaviLens, and I lead international sales and deployment projects. So what I do is I help bring innovative accessibility technology to cities, public spaces, museums, and organizations around the world.
Awesome. And let's jump into NaviLens. What is the history behind NaviLens? How did it come about?
NaviLens began as a solution to a very common problem, which is how can a blind person feel confident in an unfamiliar space? This is something that is very complicated because it's impossible for a person that is blind to be able to read the traditional signage. So at NaviLens, we decided to try and add something to the existing signage so that it would become available to the people that are blind and low vision. And that's how, partnering with the University of Alicante, and after 5 years of R&D, we developed the NaviLens code as we know it today, which is four-color code that can be read from a very long distance, very fast, and without needing to focus it.
And if you would, tell us a little bit about how it works.
It uses a special kind of optical marker, a matrix code in combination with a smartphone app to provide audible and visual information about one's surrounding. So in simple terms, it's like a next-generation QR code that consists of a grid of brightly colored squares, which are cyan, magenta, yellow, and black colored, that encode data.
For people who may not know what a QR code is, what is a QR code?
So a QR code is a bidimensional code. The traditional QR codes are black and white, and they contain cells with data. So every cell of a QR code contains a letter or a number. And that's how QR codes manage to redirect a user that is scanning them to a website. The problem with the QR codes is that in order to be able to focus them, you need to know exactly where they are. You need to stand still in front of them, get close to them, have the perfect lighting. So as you can imagine, if it's frustrating for a person that is fully sighted to locate a QR code, it's impossible for a person that is blind. So that's how NaviLens technology was created.
You were saying earlier how the NaviLens app uses a series of colors to help the app better recognize standard QR codes. What I'm curious about is what makes the NaviLens QR code so incredible to the blind and visually impaired community?
We always say that the main features of a NaviLens code is that they can be scanned from far away, very fast, and without needing to focus them. That's what makes them so special and unique. Additionally, they can be scanned from an angle. We can go up to 85 degrees, so a very, very sharp angle to scan them. And they're incredibly fast to scan. In a 30th of a second, the user can scan the NaviLens code.
So one of the things I noticed on the website is that there is an accessible NaviLens QR code and a standard NaviLens QR code. What's the difference between the two?
That's a great question. So a NaviLens accessible QR code essentially functions as a QR code, but it's enhanced because it can be scanned from a distance, very fast, and without needing to focus them. Additionally, with the NaviLens accessible QR code, we can provide contextualized information to the user about what they are scanning. So imagine that a user takes out their phone and they scan an ambulance accessible QR code. We can tell the user that they are scanning the menu from a restaurant and that they're going to be redirected to a website. But essentially, it works like a traditional QR code. And the way it looks, it's a traditional QR code with a Navilens frame that we call it. And that's how we make QR codes more accessible. And then the Navilens codes, the unique Navilens codes, as we call them, what they do is that they can be scanned with our Navilens app and our Navilens Go app. And they can provide not only text-to-speech in 37 languages, but they can also provide wayfinding, even text images for people that are neurodivergent, videos with sign language. So the possibilities with the Navilens codes are endless.
Awesome. And you just touched on my next question. It sounds like somebody gave you the questions beforehand. Let's go over the key features of the app, since there is an app component to Navilens as well. Let's go over the key features and kind of delve on those a little bit.
Sure. As I was saying, we have two different apps. We have the Navilens app for people that are blind and low vision, and we have the Navilens Go app for sighted users. The reason why we created two different apps is because we realized that by designing a technology for people that are blind and low vision, we were actually creating a tool that could enhance accessibility for everyone, anyone that faces extra barriers. And that's why we developed the Navilens Go app. The way they work is that the Navilens app has a very simple interface because it only provides text-to-speech. So for a person that is blind, it has phenomenal accessibility features. It's very simple to use. And you open the app, allow permission to the camera, and then you're good to go. Whereas the Navilens Go app has a more visual interface. And with our Navilens Go app, we can showcase images, videos, audio, anything you can imagine, we can include in our Navilens codes.
One of the other key features that I saw listed on the website was wayfinding. How does that work?
We say that our technology complements another technologies such as GPS, because imagine you're a person that's blind and you want to go to a store. You want to go shopping. You use your GPS like a fully sighted person would do. And with audio cues, you get to a place that's close to the shopping center that you want to go to. But the problem is that the GPS is not that accurate. So when the user gets there, they don't know exactly how to locate the entrance to a building, to a shop, to a shopping center in this case. And with our technology, by adding a code on the entrance of the building, we can allow the user to get exactly to where the door is. So this is how we complement the GPS system with our technology. And then once the user is inside the shopping center, for example, we could use our codes to provide contextualized information of the surroundings and help the user guide through the whole space.
And let people know that on the left side, you've got store A, B, and C, and on the other side, you've got store D, E, and F. Here's the door. And then even you could, you know, take it to the next step. And once you go into those stores, have the Navilens code on each aisle saying, hey, this is the aisle for product A and product B and product C.
Exactly. And we take it even further because we like creating the full experience. So right now we're working with a lot of products and our technology is in the packaging of the product. So not only can we allow the user to get to the aisle where they want to go, but we can help them locate the products that they want to buy. Right now in the US, we're working with Henkel in the All Free Clear detergent and the Kellogg cereals, for example. And they have decided to use the Navilens technology to make their packagings more accessible so that users can obtain not only information about the product, but they can also locate it and have an independent shopping experience.
That is just truly incredible because I cannot begin to count the number of times I've been in a store and I have low vision. I'm not totally blind, but I do have some vision. Mm-hmm. I cannot begin to count the number of times I've been in a store and I'm going, what am I looking at? And I know it's going to be a question a little bit later, but I think I saw on the website where you had a partnership also with Coca-Cola to put Navilens on their products. Did I see that right?
No, we did a partnership with Coca-Cola for a campaign last Christmas.
Oh, okay.
And right now we have some ongoing conversations for full implementation, but it's not been released just yet.
Sounds good. We'll keep waiting for that. I do want to talk about the app for just a little bit. Is the app available on both iOS and Android, or is it available on just one or the other?
Yes, absolutely. The app is available and it's for free in the Play Store as well as the App Store. Our philosophy is that the end user has the right to access information just like a fully sighted person can access information for free. Both our apps, NaviLens and NaviLens Go, are free, and they can be obtained in the Play Store as well as the App Store.
And as an end user, I love that philosophy.
Yeah, because especially nowadays, there are so many different technologies and things that are coming out to enhance accessibility. Mm-hmm. But with the high prices that they often come with, it's hard for people to actually access to those products. So that's why our philosophy, we're always stay true to providing this information to the users for free.
That is very important because, you're like you said, there's a lot of stuff out there that people in the blind and low vision community could use, but it's cost prohibitive.
Yep.
If you wouldn't mind, could you give us a description of the screen layout and its accessibility?
So the app is very simple and clean. It's like a live camera view, large high contrast text for people that are low vision like yourself. Sometimes it's easier to see this high contrast text and voice announcements. So it's a screen reader accessible, and you can swipe through multiple codes by using the NaviLens app.
You mentioned this a little while ago, but it got me kind of thinking that the NaviLens app can pick up the QR code from a great distance. And one of the places that comes to my mind immediately where this would be beneficial is an airport. How far away can someone pick up a QR code with the NaviLens?
Great question. So the scanning distance depends on the size of the code. We could go as far as 50 feet, even a bit further, depending on the size of the code. We typically say that a centimeter of code size equals a meter of scanning distance. So for products, for example, in the stores that you don't need too much of a distance to locate them because you're already at the aisle, mm-hmm. we make smaller codes. And for bigger setups, such as the ones in airports, we create bigger codes so that users, no matter how far they are, they can have access to the information.
Yeah, because you definitely want to go to the gate that goes to, you know, Cincinnati and not the one that goes to,
yeah.
somewhere you really don't want to go.
So you want to make sure. And another thing is that our app can detect several codes at the same time.
Okay.
So this is how we provide contextualized information of the surroundings to the user, so that if they want to go to that specific boarding gate at an airport, they can go there, but they also know the ones that are surrounding to make sure that they don't make mistakes and they understand the spaces around them.
And can you give us some examples of any airports in the U.S. that may be currently using NaviLens?
We currently don't have any implementations at airports, actually. We have many ongoing conversations of airports that might start to work with our technology, but we are working right now with a lot of transit agencies. We're working with several products, and as well as museums and different mm-hmm. organizations, but not airports.
You know, it's funny. One of the things I learned about airports last year, and I did not know this, that when it comes to accessibility and in our particular situation, having somebody be a sighted guide to get us from the ticket counter through security into our gate, there's actually an invisible line between where it is the airport's responsibility and then mm-hmm. switches to the airline's responsibility. And I didn't know that.
As a matter of fact, we have some conversations with the airport facilities as well as the airlines to be able to enhance the spaces.
And it would be very well welcomed, especially in larger airports.
You're listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service.
We are talking with Martin Garcia of NaviLens. And Martin, I want to kind of throw an example out to you and get your take on this. Let's say I'm a business owner and I would like to use NaviLens markers in my place of business. How easy would it be to set up NaviLens?
One thing that's unique and that makes it very easy for us to implement our technology is that at the end of the day, there are stickers. Our codes are like stickers, and everything else is done in the back end. So it's very simple to implement the technology, and we would normally have a conversation to go over the existing signage And we always say that wherever there is existing signage, there should be a Navi lens code to be able to provide that same information to the people that are blind, low vision, or that have extra barriers when trying to access that information. So we would go through the space together. We would see the number of codes that they would need. And then in a matter of a couple of weeks, we could have it all good to go.
And I know that one of the things I saw in the way that this was set up was with a code generator. How does a code generator, and then you can also use it with an existing QR code. How does the code generator and existing QR code scenarios work?
Okay, yeah, so that's two different things.
Okay.
And the code generator is for the Navi lens accessible QR codes that we were mentioning earlier, which are essentially QR codes with a Navi lens frame to enhance them. And we have a Navi lens accessible QR code generator in our website where you can create 10 codes for free. So you can all go there and try it out. And then for the Navi lens codes, we create a platform account for our customers so that they can access the platform and create the codes, upload the content. And a good thing about the Navi lens technology as well is that the content can be changed over time. So let's say that you are a museum and you're having an exhibition with several different objects. Essentially, you could log into the customer platform from Navi lens, include the information for that week, and then the following week, you have another exhibition and you don't need to print out the signage again. You only need to log into the website, upload the content, change whatever you want to change, and the next second a person scans the codes, they're going to receive this updated information.
And that was going to be my next question, was how easy is it to change the information? So thank you for that. Everybody in the blind and low vision community right now are talking about the Meta Ray-Ban glasses. Is the Navi lens app compatible with the Meta glasses? And if not, do you have plans to make it compatible?
Well, currently Navi lens is optimized for smartphones. We are exploring wearable integrations, and currently we're working with ARX Vision glasses. Meta isn't supported just yet, but we truly believe that if the community speaks up, we will manage to do an integration with Meta that at the end of the day is going to benefit and enhance the lives of all the users that benefit from our technology on a daily basis.
And you know, it's funny. I'm still on the fence about the Ray-Ban sunglasses, but only because of some of the mixed reviews I've been hearing. I do believe that as more apps become available on the glasses, they will become a much better tool to the blind and visually impaired community.
Absolutely.
Security is a very important subject to a lot of people, and I was wondering, how does Navi lens protect the QR codes from scammers?
The fact that our technology can only be created by us, unlike a traditional QR code where anyone can log into internet and create a QR code, our technology can only be created by us. There is no way to actually change the information that a Navi lens code provides, because you can't just put another code on top so that it scans it, because it's impossible unless it was someone from Navi lens. So that's what we do to increase security and ensure that the information that we're providing is accurate, because at the end of the day, a lot of people are relying on the Navi lens technology to move around independently, and we are very cautious with safety.
Awesome. Let's say somebody's listening and they go, I would really like to get this in the town that I live so that I can better navigate around. How would someone go about getting Navi lens implemented, whether it be in a museum, a business, or in their local downtown area?
Well, it's as simple as getting in touch with us at info@navilens.com, and we can start the process together.
Sounds great. And then let's say I wanted to get Navi lens implemented in my downtown area. I would have to probably go to the town council, say, this is something that would make the downtown more accessible. And by the way, here's how you can get in touch with them, right?
Exactly, yeah. We would have to establish contact with the people that are responsible for the signage in the specific city or in the museums, and then we could move forward with the project.
Okay. We touched on this earlier about some of the major corporations that Navi lens has partnered with. Would you want to give a partial list, because I know there's a lot, but give a partial list of some of the companies and corporations and organizations you've partnered with so far?
Yeah, well, in the U.S., we're working right now in transport with the MTA. We started working with the MTA in New York in 2019, and we've been expanding ever since in the whole subway network and in selected bus routes as well. We're also in San Antonio at the bus stops in New Jersey, and we have some programs as well in Boston, Philadelphia, and we're even starting to work in Miami. But there are a lot of cities that are exploring it, and we have trusted partners even in Missouri that are helping us expand through the whole U.S.
Great. And as someone who travels to Miami a couple times a year, thank you.
Yeah, I hope you can benefit from the technology in Miami very soon.
That would be awesome, because when my wife and I go on trips, she's the navigator, unless it's somewhere that I'm already super familiar with. She's the one going, okay, make a left, make a right, and she's my guide dog.
Yeah, absolutely. And I see that happen a lot, that people have to rely entirely on another person to be able to move independently. And as a matter of fact, a few weeks ago, I was in New Jersey with the president of the NFB in New Jersey, Linda. And speaking to Linda about the technology, she started crying by the fact that she was realizing that she was going to be able to go with her grandson to a museum independently without having to rely on other people. And she was going to be able to show the different objects at the museum to her grandson independently. So a lot of people don't realize how powerful the technology is. And whenever we have the chance to actually spend time with users and try the technology, it just fuels up our energy to keep working hard to expand accessibility.
And speaking as a member of the blind and low vision community, we appreciate it. Last summer, I did something I haven't done for probably over 20 years, and that is I took a trip entirely on my own with no sighted person. And I went to Chicago, navigating O'Hare, getting from the airport to the hotel on the L. There was a lot of anxiety there, even though I knew what I needed to do. It was a question of, would I be able to do it on my own without sighted assistance? It's apparent that something like NaviLens would definitely help cut down on that anxiety and frustration that we feel as a visually impaired person.
Absolutely. And the fact that we're trying to make a universal accessibility language, I think it also is going to help a lot users from all over the world. Because just like you're saying, when you're traveling, you go to a new city and you don't know the technologies that are available for a person that is blind or low vision or that faces extra barriers in that space. So what we're trying to do at NaviLens is to create a universal accessibility language so that no matter if you're traveling to, in this case, Miami, or if you're going to Japan, and as a matter of fact, right now we have our technology in the expo in Japan for the first year, which is very exciting. And we've had a phenomenal feedback from the users. So no matter where you travel around the world, and no matter if you're just using transport or you're shopping cereals, you're able to do this independently with one same accessibility solution, which is NaviLens.
And like I said, we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
I can't wait to get a chance to actually go somewhere where it's available and try it.
You're more than invited to come visit us to Murcia whenever you want.
I would love to. One of the things I've noticed is that you guys have been around, like you said, you've been around for a while, and you've actually won a lot of awards. Would you mind, you know, listing a few of them for us?
Some of the awards that the most important ones that we've received are, for example, the Helen Keller Accessibility Award in 2023. We also received the Lighthouse Guild Peace Art Award in 2022, as well as the Saplin Award in New York City, and the ONCE Foundation Innovation Award in 2024. ONCE is like the organization for the blind here in Spain, and it's the biggest one in Europe.
Awesome. You've already mentioned this, but I like to do this a couple of times in case somebody missed it. If someone wants to learn more about NaviLens or download the app, what are all the ways that they can do that?
So there are several different ways, but it's as simple as checking our website, NaviLens.com. They can reach out to us via our website or send us an email to info@navilens.com. as well as via the different apps, NaviLens and NaviLens Go. You can download them on the App Store as well as the Play Store, and you can leave a message, send some feedback with the apps to us.
And socials, what's are you? I assume you're on social media?
Oh, yeah, great question. Well, we are nowadays, that's more important than anything else.
No kidding.
Yeah, we are in LinkedIn, Instagram, and Twitter, so you can reach out to us in any of those.
Good to know. And there is one thing I forgot to ask. What do you offer in the way of support and training for the apps?
Well, we have a lot of videos in our YouTube channel that I suggest that if you have the chance, you check them, because we have in several different languages and several different videos for the different use cases. And we also provide training ourselves. So, for example, next month, I'm going to be doing a training session for a school in Ireland to teach their blind students how to use our technology. And we are also going to do a training in Boston for the Carroll Center for the Blind in June. We have all the materials in our YouTube channel, but we always like to get in touch with our final users and teach them ourselves what the best way to use our technology is, so that we make sure that it really enhances their lives.
Is there anything else you would like to add that I may have missed?
Not really. If I'm honest with you, not really. We've gone through through everything. So I really appreciate all your detailed questions on the technology.
It was, like I said, it was my pleasure. The more I researched NaviLens, the more I really got interested in it, and looking forward to getting to talk with you about it.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure for me. And we managed to go through the whole conversation with no breaking of the electricity.
So. Yes. Very happy about that. And technology for once, knock on wood, worked.
Yeah.
Because you know the old saying, technology is great as long as it works.
As long as it works. Yep. Absolutely. I agree with you.
Martin, again, I'd like to thank you for your time. It was greatly appreciated.
Thank you so much for having me.
To learn more about NaviLens, visit their website at NaviLens.com. And NaviLens is spelled NaviLens.com. Their email address is info@NaviLens.com. If you would like to see them in person, you'll have a couple of opportunities during the upcoming conference season. NaviLens will be at the NFB conference July 8th through the 13th in New Orleans, Louisiana, and then at the Disability In conference July 14th through the 17th in Orlando, Florida. Once again, I'd like to thank Martin Garcia of NaviLens for taking the time to be on Tech Tips this month. It was greatly appreciated. We've run out of time for this month's episode of Tech Tips. I hope you've enjoyed it. If there's something you'd like covered in a future episode, send an email to techtipspodcast@gmail.com. I'm Chris Skidmore for the North Carolina Reading Service. Tech Tips is available online by visiting our website at ncreadingservice.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. If you have questions or comments about the North Carolina Reading Service, visit us online at ncreadingservice.org or give us a call. Our telephone number is 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service.